you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I think when we last talked to you, your body was probably a little beat down at the end of the season. I'm not sure if anything required anything surgery or just what was your process like after the season?
Yeah, no surgeries, but definitely putting emphasis on getting my body back to 100%. Took some time off to really recover and then just being proactive about doing my rehab. Even if it's not bothering me, just trying to do stuff to stay on top of it to prevent injuries as much as possible.
Gotcha. And there's been a lot of additions to the offensive line already, and you know, maybe more to come. How much do you just want some continuity at left guard? It feels like there's sort of been a lot of turnover there in your career. Would it be nice to just get a guy and just keep him there? You guys can grow together.
Yeah, we'll see what they decide for who's playing that spot. But it's the NFL. The nature of the business is people get injured. You know, people get traded. Things happen. So you got to be able to play with whoever's next to you. And that's the mindset I try to have.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yep.
Charlotte Carroll.
Andrew, nice to see you. Hope all is well.
Nice to see you too.
You guys have a new addition to many players, new O-line coach. I know it's early, you just got there today, but what conversations have you had with Carm, and what do you kind of make of what he's going to do with you guys?
Yeah, right now we're still in a, you know, getting to know each other phase. Not just Carm, but a lot of guys in the room. And right now it's just going over like the introductory stuff of the offense, just the terms that we use. Just the way he envisions certain plays and stuff like that. It's just the first day, so we haven't gotten deep into it, but just trying to get on the same page with all the new guys.
What's your first impression of Carm then, since it is so early in the process?
I think energetic right now. We're not on the practice field yet, but just in meeting rooms, he's been energetic. It seems like he enjoys coaching, so we'll see how it goes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Canavan.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Daniel was on with us a couple of minutes ago, and he said, you know, his goal is to get back on the field in time for training camp. You know how hard the guy works. You know, it seems that when Saquon had the ACL, it took him forever. If anybody can come back, do you think it's Daniel?
No, I'm excited for DJ. He's definitely a hard worker. I know everyone that has that ACL surgery is different for each person, their recovery time. So I trust the trainers, you know, to make the right decision. And I trust DJ to do everything he can to get back whenever that is.
Oops, sorry, rookie mistake, and I'm not a rookie. Can you hear me, Andrew?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. The new offensive line coach comes from the school of Dante Scarnecchia, mm-hmm. who had such a incredible, you know, run, obviously, in that role. And Scarnecchia once told me, if you give me the effort, I can coach the rest. And I'm guessing you now have a coach who feels that way. Do you like that dynamic with a coach who you know, knows he can help a player, and then obviously the results will speak for themselves?
Definitely. I mean, the first thing he said in meetings today is he wants tough players, and then we can figure out the rest, and that's what you want from a coach. You don't want to have, or speaking like if I was a coach, I wouldn't want to have the coach effort. I only want to focus on the nuances of a game and technique and things like that. So as long as we bring the effort, bring the toughness, then, you know, he's going to do his job to coach us up.
And how about the idea that, you know, just to stay healthy, what would that mean to you in particular, speaking only for yourself? Like, if you could just have every game where you at least felt good enough to be out there.
Mm-hmm. That would be a dream come true. It's a tough game that we play. A lot of things, you know, are out of your control, but I'm just doing my best to have a positive mindset and do all the rehab and stuff I can just to prevent injuries as much as possible.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Andrew, thanks for doing this.
No problem.
I'm curious. I know one of the things through your career has been you've always been a lead by example guy, and you've kind of put it on yourself to be a little bit more outspoken with the other offensive linemen. I'm curious if you have thought at all about, forget the offensive line room, like being a voice of the team or a face of the franchise now. Because if you look around, three of your more outspoken guys, Saquon, Xavier McKinney, and Adoree Jackson are not here anymore. Mm-hmm. People are going to come to you for answers. How do you feel about that role?
I think a lot of responsibility comes with that role. And it's just a challenge for myself to be conscious of the things that the team may need and speak up, you know, when I need to. I think that started a little bit, especially towards the end of last year, just trying to motivate guys. Obviously, we weren't in contention, but just trying to help guys as much as I could and, you know, addressing the offense and things of that nature, just trying to do more of that and be a better leader.
I'm curious, too. I was reading, you know, I do the offensive line scouting reports and whatnot, and I came across the kid from Penn State who's like a supposed to be a top 20 pick, Olu Fashanu, said he models his game after Andrew Thomas. Mm-hmm. Is that crazy to, for you to think that, I mean, 4 years ago you were coming in the draft, now people are modeling themselves after you and kind of show how far you've come? What do you think when you hear that top college kids are modeling their game after you?
No, that's pretty cool to hear. Honestly, it's the time has flown by, I think, since my rookie year. But if I'm, you know, if guys want to model their game after me, that means I'm doing the right thing. And I'm continuing to get better. I want to be a role model for the guys coming behind me, so I'm just continuing to work every day.
And then what exactly has your communication been with Illuminor or Runyon? Were you guys texting when they signed here? Have you actually met up with either guy? What's it been like with those two new teammates?
First time meeting in person was today in meetings, but we've, you know, DM'd on social media and stuff like that. And first impression, you know, seems like great guys. All have experience, which is, you know, what we need in this room. So I'm excited to get to work with those guys, and we'll see what comes out of it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yep.
We'll take one more. Peter Splendorio.
Hi, Andrew. It's Peter Splendorio with the New York Daily News. Following up kind of on that question, like what specifically can these two new additions bring to this offensive line group? And just what do you kind of think of the unit as a whole as it stands right now?
Yeah, for one, like I said, the vet presence, when you play ball in the NFL, that's a asset as offensive lineman, because a lot of it is just taking reps over and over, going to get some of the top guys. So I think that helps. And then two, I know Jermaine actually played for Carm last year. So, he can help with, you know, bridging the gap just with the offense and just understanding how coach sees things and, you know, all of us get on the same page.
Thanks,